faithful God, you caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and the comfort of your holy word, may we embrace and always hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please join me on verse 29 of chapter 5 as I read. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. Why did Levi organize and host a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others came and eat with them? Did Levi win the jackpot lotto of his life? Now, who's Levi anyway, that he can make and host such a great banquet? Levi did not win a jackpot lotto. Levi was a tax collector, and with the money he got from tax collecting, he can host a huge banquet for a big crowd, which included his tax collectors' friends, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, and Jesus with his disciples. So Levi is capable of throwing big parties, and it's easy for him to do that. But what is more intriguing is that the great banquet is for Jesus. And I can imagine Jesus must have been very happy because this big banquet was for him. Now Luke tells us in verses 27 to 28 the reason why Levi threw this big banquet for Jesus. Levi is celebrating his new life and friendship he found in Jesus. For all we know, the tax collectors during the time of Jesus were hated and despised very much by poor and rich people alike, even by the Jews, especially the Pharisees and teachers of the law. Now, I'm not quite sure with you friends from Australia, every time you go and file your tax, income tax, you despise the tax collector. I had that feeling, I had that temptation when I first went and filed my income tax, and the tax collector happened to be a Filipino. And I had that temptation for that because our taxes in the Philippines is not, we don't see it in improvement, but rather it goes to the pocket of the tax collectors. That may be a bad information about us in the Philippines. So yeah, there is that feeling of prejudice against tax collector. Tax collectors during the time of Jesus, like the person Levi, you know, he may be enjoying the luxury of money, but deep inside him, they are hurting. They are sick and suffering because of social and religious prejudice and ridicule, and surely had effect in the well-being. They were considered sinners and despised and ridiculed by many. So that when Levi saw Jesus coming towards him at his tax booth, and Jesus talked to him and invited him, saying, "Levi, follow me." Levi became a new person, and his life and the days of his life had never been the same again. Levi got up.
left everything and followed Jesus. These are three words, very short yet powerful words, to describe the freedom and the new life which Levi immediately had with Jesus. Levi was liberated, healed, and accepted, and was given a new life by no other than Jesus. And so we can imagine his joy, his excitement, and he threw this big banquet for Jesus because of this new life he received from Jesus. Our brothers and sisters, have we considered our freedom, our healing, and the changes in our lives, as well as in our families, a continuing opportunity or reason to celebrate and give thanks and to invite Jesus and others in our celebration? And when you are throwing a party, or maybe simply a dinner, or maybe a coffee, who are you inviting? Who are we inviting? Would you dare to invite and share food or coffee to tax collectors or foreigners or Pharisees or to your unknown neighbor? Or would you rather be with the comfort and safety of your friends? My brothers and sisters, may we learn from Levi, who invited many kinds of people to share meals or coffee at his house. Yes, Levi gave this huge celebration for Jesus. Let's go back to the conversation of Jesus and the Pharisees and teachers of the law. The Pharisees and teachers of the law were complaining why Jesus and his disciples were eating and drinking with a bunch of tax collectors and sinners. In other words, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law are questioning Jesus of his authority and his moral integrity. At the back of their mind, they may be asking, if Jesus is a teacher and the Son of God, why would he mingle himself with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus should be with the righteous or with the elite. And so in verses 31 to 32, we hear Jesus saying, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Perhaps those who were listening with the conversation were getting more and more excited and even more intrigued with the conversation between Jesus and the religious and moral authorities of his time. In the presence of a large crowd, we hear Jesus with boldness and courage declaring who he is, his mission, and what he can offer to people. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law, unfortunately, have nothing to offer to people like Levi. Jesus came to call the sick, the sinner, and offer them healing, restoration, wholeness, freedom, and salvation. Jesus came to bring back the life and the dignity of a repentant sinner like Levi. My brothers and sisters, what do you think of those people saying grace or prayers before meal? Or perhaps when you enter and join a banquet or a meal, do you see some sort of a centerpiece or a center table or the main menu? I came to Australia 4 years ago, and I think 4 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I cannot remember, I celebrated my 50th birthday. And one of the Filipino Australians insisted, saying, you should have a center table for the centerpiece cake. And that was a total stranger to me. It's a strange thing because in my culture, there is no centerpiece or center cake, so to speak. I'm not quite sure with you Australians. I think you have that kind of center thing, centerpiece. Now, Jesus Christ is the main centerpiece, or the main dish, if you want, in our series or in our series of Meal with Jesus. It is Jesus Himself and His mission to save as the centerpiece of our preaching. And the same true, that is what Luke would like us to notice and give more importance to Jesus and His reason of coming and joining meals. Jesus is the centerpiece, not so much of the food. That's why Luke didn't describe so much of the dish or the menu, but he recorded the conversation of Jesus because he would like us to look at Jesus as the center of the meal. And this is good news for all of us who have been suffering and longing for help and healing. In the words of Psalm 34 verse 8, it says, taste and good, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Now, if you are that person that is so burdened with guilt, or the person who are longing for peace and wholeness and meaning of life, the reason Lord Jesus is calling you now, as He did to Levi, to heed His call and take Him as your refuge. And if this is a bit difficult for you, or this is something that you would like to talk to someone, talk to me or to Steve or to the rest of the our brothers and sisters. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Now, if you are the person that have seen and tasted the goodness of the Lord Jesus, may I encourage you, if you have the opportunity to include Jesus Christ in your dinner conversation with friends and acquaintances. I don't mean for you to be preachy or Bible bash your friends or others during dinner. Maybe you can do it very casually in a friendly yet firm and kind and loving way. For us as a church, should we be the one going out and reaching out to people and dine with them, just like what Jesus did to Levi? Or should they be the one coming to us or searching for us? What do you think? Let us go back to our text. We noticed that in the meal conversation between Jesus and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the Pharisees question Jesus again. This time it's about the timing of the occasions of eating and drinking instead of having prayers and fasting as were done by John's disciples. If I am to paraphrase the words of Jesus, it is something like this. Oh, come on, Pharisees and teachers of the law. You won't let your guests go fasting. it's not appropriate to fast while the bridegroom is here. The call of the time is celebration rather than fasting. Fasting and prayer will come at the proper time. But today, the occasion calls for celebration. Celebration. Sorry, I was all carried over and sing. And Jesus further elaborated his position in a form of a parable which we read in verses 36 to 39. It says that no one pours new wine into old wineskin. If he does, the new wineskin will burst the skin. The wine will run out and the wineskin will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, wants the new, for he says, the old is better. We have seen the celebration of Levi. He celebrated the banquet for Jesus. And we have seen that Jesus is the centerpiece, that Christ Jesus is the main dish of the menu. And now we can say the chains, the chains that propel Levi to celebrate. The chains and the new life of Levi and the great banquet that he hosted for Jesus reflect the meaning of the parable of Jesus and the call of the time. Jesus and his good news of God's kingdom is compared to a new wine that can be received and can be kept in a new heart. Man's old and sinful life and attitude cannot hold the power of a new wine. It will burst, but it can be received and can be stored in a new heart and life of the person. A new heart, a transformed life in Christ Jesus can perfectly fit the power of Jesus and the good news of his kingdom. Jesus came and he called people to follow him, and he's still doing it today. He is calling you and me to follow him so that we can experience this new bursting joy of freedom and new life and happiness of salvation. His call and invitation is real, and we can trust him too. What is required of us is a new heart, willing to be renewed and be changed or fermented by him. Levi, or commonly called Matthew, was freed and saved by Jesus Christ. And we thank him of his testimony and teaching, which we now have in our Bible, the Gospel of Matthew. The year 2015 is about to pass soon, and perhaps most of us will celebrate the coming of a new year. So in Chinese, is it all right to say Kong Hi Fa Choi? Happy New Year. I don't know if I pronounce that. Is that all right, Ling? Oh, correct. Kong Hi Fa Choi. Are you preparing a meal for a family and friends of yours? As we prepare, let me pose this question. Have you noticed any transformation or change in your life? I'm not talking about gray hairs or wrinkles. Have you noticed any transformation or change in your life done by Jesus and his gospel? Do you have that joy, encouraged like that of Levi, to host a great banquet or simple banquet for the Lord because of the chains or new life, dignity, and hope that you receive in Christ. If you haven't, perhaps it's good to check and change our old sinful habit, our old wine skin, so to speak. And let us ask Jesus and His Holy Spirit to help us transform us. As church members, may I encourage all of us to grow and become more and more like Jesus in every way. So that as we dine and have coffee and fellowship with people, they may encounter the Lord Jesus in our conversations and be transformed by Him. May we also encounter the power of saving grace of Jesus in and through the church, in the sacramental meals or in the Lord's Supper, and in the proclamation of His Word. My brothers and sisters, let us continue to have meals for Jesus and for others. Whether to have a great banquet with large crowd or as simple as in the cafes or at the food court, please include Jesus and how He changed your life in your conversation. And from a solid marble altar of a church, or to a simple plastic communion table, or to a rough wooden table, or to no table at all in refugee camps, in the streets, or even at deathbeds, let's share a meal together. A meal that transcends any human boundaries and yet welcomes all kinds of people and cultivate relationship and communities and bear witness and proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior. Indeed, the meal with Jesus at the house of Levi and the meal that we have with Jesus and with others are a glimpse of that joy of heavenly banquet prepared for us by Jesus, the one who came to serve at tables. He will come again like a bridegroom ready to pick us up for His eternal banquet. Happy, happy eating, is that the right word? Or happy, happy dining with Jesus and with the rest of our congregation. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You that Your meals with Your people before Your time were so recorded here in our gospel. And thank You for giving us again the opportunity to rediscover, to see fresh things in You and from You and in Your meal. Will You please continue to work in us and among us and in our congregation and in our families, that as we shall meal together, we will see or they will feel or they will come to know more and more about You. Our prayer, Lord Jesus, is that the people will come to know You as You revealed Yourself in the breaking of the bread. In Jesus or in Your name we pray. Amen.